From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama administration seeks support for the Iran nuclear agreement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will try to sell the Iran nuclear deal to the American public today, with appearances on all five major television news talk shows. Meantime, President Obama says the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before.
We have before us a historic opportunity to pursue a safer, more secure world for our children. It might not come around again in our lifetimes. That's why we're going to seize it today and keep America a beacon of hope, liberty, and leadership for generations to come.
Mr. Obama said without the Iran nuclear deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region in the world. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, made his own comments on the deal, saying it is not a signal of cooperation with the U.S. and its allies on other issues. Officials say a series of blasts today rocked a Gaza district, wounding two people and destroying at least five cars belonging to Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. Authorities say the explosions targeted the Sheikh Radwan neighborhood, a Hamas stronghold. British Prime Minister David Cameron says his country needs to take a greater role in destroying the Islamic State group in Syria. Appearing today on the NBC News program Meet the Press, Mr. Cameron said, "We know that we have to defeat ISIL. We have to destroy this caliphate, whether it is in Iraq or in Syria. That is a key part of defeating this terrorist scourge that we face." Britain's military said last week its forces have conducted airstrikes on Syria when embedded with coalition forces. Britain has been providing surveillance and air-to-air refueling over Syria and launching attacks on Iraq. This is VOA News. Kenya's Westgate Shopping Mall in the capital, Nairobi, has reopened nearly 2 years after it became the scene of one of the country's worst terrorist attacks. Members of the Al-Shabaab militant group stormed Westgate Mall on September 21, 2013, hurling grenades and opening fire on shoppers and employees. Before the three-day siege ended, 67 people were dead. Alka Orkolano owns a business in the mall.
That day was really tragic. My staff, Caroline, who is a sales girl, she was there that day, and she was lucky to escape alive. But she also doesn't want to go back to those memories, you know. We just want to be positive and just move forward. And I'm really happy that this is all happening and it's opening again, and I'm happy to be back.
Al-Shabaab has said the 2013 attack was in retaliation for Kenyan troops' participation in anti-militant activities in neighboring Somalia. The attacks have taken a toll on Kenya's economy and its appeal as a tourist destination. Taiwanese voters next year are all but sure to elect a woman as their next president. The ruling Nationalist Party today picked Taiwan's deputy legislative speaker and a former teacher as their candidate. She will run against the chief opposition party's chairwoman. Taiwan has never seen two female candidates run for the major parties or elected a woman as president. Ralph Jennings reports.
The Taiwan ruling Nationalist Party's first female presidential nominee will compete in the January 2016 election with a woman picked earlier this year by the chief opposition party. The opposition Democratic Progressive Party candidate Tsai Ing-wen ran for the office in 2012, but against the man who is today's president, Ma Ying-jeou. She is running now against the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Hong Xiu-ju. Women have become heads of state in India and South Korea, among other Asian countries, but never in Taiwan. Philip Yang, spokesman for the Nationalist Candidates Campaign, said Taiwan stands out already because two women are competing. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
Mexican federal police officials say seven people are under arrest on suspicion of aiding the jailbreak of drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Since Guzman escaped several days ago, officials have been questioning more than 30 prison guards and officials. He escaped through a hole in the shower floor, which led to a tunnel that moved him to freedom. The United States, where Guzman faces drug cartel charges, has pledged any support Mexico needs in recapturing Guzman. All is calm outside the southern U.S. South Carolina Statehouse today, day after scuffles broke out when the white supremacy group Ku Klux Klan, protesting the removal of the Confederate flag, came face to face with African-American activists demonstrating nearby. Police in the state capitol made several arrests. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.